The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Child. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. The podcast. So today I'm going to be interviewing one of my friends, GoofyBoy.E on Instagram. And I'm going to just let him introduce himself from here.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Goofy Boy.
All right. So for the first question, I'm going to ask you, what does your garage look like and what car do you take to work?
Currently, the garage is filled up with a bunch of my brother's cars. We got a C6 Corvette back there that's set up for drifting, angle kit, the whole hydro, everything, a TBSS. A CTSV with no motor in it or transmission in it. And then LS swapped IS300 that's also pro charged.
And then can I ask you why it doesn't have a motor in it?
It's been through about 3 motors now. We blew it up recently and right now we're just trying to go all out, balls to the walls with the next motor. So it takes a bit of time and money for that.
That's true. How did you guys blow up like 3 motors?
Just my brother is just, he's just a wild guy to say. He just, when you're in the car going crazy in the moment, you're just going all out. You don't really think too much about the consequences.
That's true. And, like, where do you see your current car in 5 to 10 years?
Hopefully, I see it fully pro-charged with a built motor, like, fully built balsa walls and a whole custom suspension kit all around.
Wait, did you mention your car? I think I cut you off.
The truck? I have a single cab Silverado.
Oh, that's dope. Have you done any mods to it lately?
The only thing I've done to it is lower the rear. I did a whole underbed C-notch in it and gone about like 8 to 9 inches lower in the rear. That's pretty much it.
Do you see yourself lowering the front?
Yeah, I'm going to try to lower the front. Right now, I'm still fixing up the rear. I did lower the rear, but there's some extra things I need to get to fully finish the job they were in, so that's what I'm mostly prioritizing right now.
That's dope. So, like, right now, like, do you think it looks kind of funny since it's just the rear?
Oh, yeah. It looks like one of those... It's not too crazy squatted. It is squatted, so it looks a little weird, but, I mean, I like it. It's cool. A lot of people say it looks cool.
That's dope. And can you tell me like a little bit about like your background in cars? Like, did you have any like past cars that you really like liked? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So my first ever car was an Infiniti G35. It was a sedan. I bought it with a blown motor. It was 6-speed though, so I built that car from the ground up, basically. I took all the suspension, everything off, rebuilt it, put a new motor in it, built the trans a little bit, new clutch, basically everything you could do to it. And that's probably my favorite car I've ever had. It was such a fun ride, but I had to get rid of it, though.
What was the reason, like, for you to get rid of it?
The paperwork on it was all over the place. It was a real mess. I only had the title for the car. I don't know who the previous owner was or where it came from. It was an auction title. It had dealership signatures on it. So it was a very confusing car, and it seemed like a big money pit to try to get it registered.
So you did a lot of work on that car for sure though, huh?
Yeah, I did a lot of work. Some things I shouldn't have done on it, to be honest, but I did everything, had fun with it for a little bit.
Can you name some regrets you did on that car?
The one and only main regret I have on it is I got a tuned ECU. So even if I wanted to, so the car was basically unable to smog. I was not able to smog the vehicle at all, so I couldn't register it unless I did it, you know, behind the scenes, and that would have cost a lot of money that at the time I didn't have.
So, like, you would, like, technically say that most of, like, everything that comes to, like, a car would just cost money and time, honestly.
Yeah, literally, that's it. There's money and time with cars. It's, all you do is spend a lot of time putting all the parts in it, spending a lot of money to actually get the parts.
And you've done most of the repairs, like, yourself?
Yeah, I took out the motor, I put the new motor in, I did all the trans work, I did all the subframe bushings, the whole nine yards on that vehicle I did.
And what would you say would be the hardest repair you did?
The hardest will probably be the subframe bushings on that, on the Infiniti. It was probably, it would probably be the hardest if you're by yourself. I was by myself doing it, and it was probably the hardest.
Would you say, like, you got most of, like, yeah, I guess you could say, like, information from the people around you, like your family? Because I know that, like, your brothers are also, like, very into cars, so, you know, like, did you get it yourself, like, through YouTube or anything?
Yeah, I'll say most of it I got through YouTube, online. The cars I've had, none of my brothers have had. So they don't, you know, all of us, we all have different cars. So we all have knowledge of our own cars and not each other's cars. So everything that I learned about that Infiniti, I've done through online groups, doing research, YouTube videos, or asking people with the same vehicle.
That's dope, that's dope. And you are, like, in a car club, right?
Yeah, it's more like a brand now, but yeah.
And, like, what would you say was, like, the best event that you've gone to?
The best event would probably have to be Oregon.
Okay. Oregon. What was in Oregon?
There's this drift event out there called I forgot what it's called, actually. It's a drift event, though. They throw multiple drift events, but it was a specific one. But they're all basically the same. It's just different hosts. But the cool thing about Oregon is you're able to drift there until, like, 11 or 12. So you're able to drift, like, through the night. So a lot of vehicles put, like, a bunch of LEDs, or I don't know if you've seen, like, the 4x4s that go to, like, the dunes and have those big sticks. A lot of people put them on their cars because the drift at night there, you have to have lights around the vehicle because it's pitch black at night, the track. So everyone's just partying at their where they park their cars, having a good time. And then once the drifting is actually over, everyone... there's a lot of people race the dirt bikes and everything on the track. And then they don't tell you nothing there. It's basically all free. You can do whatever you want as long as you don't take your car back onto the track after they say you can anymore. But you can get onto the track. You can walk the track. You can drive the dirt bikes on it, motorcycles. You can race people. I was racing people on my dirt bike on the track at like 2, 3 a.m. And it was probably like the funnest I ever had at an event.
Sounds dope though, but I know that we went to like the Sonoma together, huh?
Yeah,
that was dope. That was a cool little event. But let's talk a little bit more about what you do for work. Like, what do you do for work, I guess?
Me right now, I'm working at Oil Changers.
Oh, that's cool. And like, how do you like it so far?
It's cool, it's whatever. It's really simple and easy. I already know what I'm doing, so I just try to do as fast as I can, get over with.
Yeah, and, like, what's a cool little story you could tell me, like, about that job, about where you work at?
Cool little story. A funny thing actually happened one time. This car came in. this older lady, and when we popped the open the hood to start the oil change, there was a bunch of like food wrappers, like there was like the burger wrappers all over the engine bay, like, and chicken wings, like the just the bones, like all over. And that caught me and my friends off so bad. That was the first time we ever seen anything like that.
Ain't no way. Like, the actual, like, bones? Like, chicken bones?
Like, yeah, there's actual, like, chicken bones.
And, yeah, like, you guys didn't ask her, like, hey, like, what's up with this? Like, why is this here?
Nah, we laughed it off. The lady declined the oil change, and we just closed the hood and sent her on her way.
Wait, what do you mean, like, she declined the oil change?
It's because when people come in, they ask about prices and this and that, or like, what do we do? And sometimes they don't like something, and then if there's nothing we can do to help, like, fix it, you know what I mean? Then we can just send them on the way. They don't have to get oil changed there. It's always an option.
Oh, okay. That's not dope. But, like, bro, like, at the same time, like, what do you do to have, like, chicken wings? Like, what y'all think would happen there?
I don't know. I really can't tell you. There was like multiple rappers, and just I really don't know how you're able to do that unless you're eating with the hood open and you just closed it. But I don't know. Unless I don't know how you would forget a bunch of trash inside your engine bay.
Damn, that's crazy. That's low-key funny though.
It's probably the funniest experience I've had at that job.
Yeah, I bet. But to end this a little bit off, what's like your dream garage setup?
That's a very long answer, but right now as I am, I really want to get all the different styles of the NBS trucks.
Yeah.
So like I already have a Blob Eye Silverado, and then I want to get a Cat Eye Silverado, and then I also want to get the Blob Eye GMC Sierra.
Damn, GMC Sierra. Mm-hmm. That's dope. But like, you just want like older trucks.
Right now, I feel like having those three trucks, like, set up differently. Like, I'm going to have, my truck's going to be, like, a street truck. Like I said, it's going to be built motor, built diff, built trans. It's going to be, like, a little bit on the faster side. It's not going to be a crazy fast truck, but it's going to be a street truck. With the Cat Eye, I'm going to lift it, have it on some, you know, dirt tires, small tires, you know, just lift it up, have it 4x4, the whole thing, have it a little off-road truck.
Wait, Cat Eye, like, four-door or, like, single cab?
Single cab. They're all going to be single cabs. I don't like crew cabs.
For real? Why?
They're too big for me. They're cool. Like, they have a purpose. They have a use. Like, yeah, I don't like them to build one, but I would get one for, like, towing or, like, if I need it for, like, certain things. Like, I would probably get one in the future, but how I want to build my trucks right now, I wouldn't get one.
Damn. Honestly, like, I thought the same thing. Like single cabs, I don't know, like old, like those, like NBS, like, yeah, they're like, cool, like, they're mean, cool for like single cabs, but I don't know, like a lifted truck, I feel like it should be like four door.
Yeah, like the single my NBS, I would strictly do a single cab. I want to do extended or crew cabs with the NBS. But I feel like a lifted Cat Eye with like a step side bed, those are so clean, like in black, they're so clean. I would do one of those, and then with the GMC Sierra, I would have that one like as a show truck. I would have it slammed on the ground on 26s, the monster C notch, the whole shebang, custom interior, everything, just like a low slow truck.
Damn, low slow truck. That does sound nice, low key. But since we're kind of ending, going towards the end of the podcast, like, do you want to tell us like any other information or anything?
No, I don't got nothing to say.
No, we're chilling.
Yeah, we basically talked about everything already.
Yeah. That's going towards the end of my podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed this interview with Goofy Boy Dottie.